Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, Patriots. How are you today? I'm back to give you a quick update on some things, and as usual, things don't go smoothly, but I persevere. As they used to say in England during the Blitz when they were being bombed, the people would say, keep calm and carry on, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep calm and carry on, okay? We know that the left is very upset about the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And for all you people who, you know, love to have sex but can't bother to use protection or birth control, there are places you can get an abortion. And you can pay for it yourself. You can raise money for it online for your abortion. You can go to a Democrat politician, give you money for an abortion. There are places you can go for an abortion. So stop it, okay? Get out of the streets. You are an embarrassment to us Americans in front of the world. You don't understand what's going on. They are taking the baby parts of aborted fetuses that they get for free from stupid mothers who give it to Planned Parenthood, and then they're selling those baby parts piecemeal, and that's probably why they want to have afterbirth, meaning that a baby goes full term and can still be aborted or even killed after the baby's born, because the baby parts are worth more because they're more developed. So you sick freaks out there, God is looking at you, and when it comes to you going to hell or going to heaven, God's going to say, I never knew you. Be gone. And also, because you hurt children, it's like put in the Bible, it says you might as well put a millstone around your neck and jump in the river. Okay, you have a little bit of an opportunity to redeem yourself. Wake up and realize that you are working for the cabal. The cabal is trafficking kids. The cabal is taking body parts and selling those. Then Planned Parenthood gets that money, and they donate mostly to the Democrats. And the Democrats do everything they can to take away our rights, including guns, including the right not to be taxed for something you don't want to participate in. So because our taxes are going towards abortions, that puts that sin on us. People who don't want any part of that, right? So you can always get an abortion. You can pay for it. You can fundraise for it. You can ask a Democrat politician. Ask Pelosi for the money. She's got many mansions, and she's filthy rich from all her corruption and skimming that she's done over the years. Ask her for the money for your abortion. Or better yet, how about you keep your legs closed? How about that idea? You just don't have sex. How about that? You're so against having babies. Don't have sex. That'll guarantee that you don't have any unwanted babies. Sick freaks. All right, I'm done with that part. All right, so we have some exciting news. I got wind of a new studio coming about near Disney, and I'm going to call it the A studio because the A-list people are going to be part of it, the people that are normal and good and decent and kind and actually care about humanity, and actually care about peace and prosperity for everyone around the world, not just here, not just for themselves, but for all people, okay? That's the difference between a Democrat and a Republican. Democrats don't care about you as long as you vote for them. After they get your vote, they don't care about you. They turn your town into a ghetto and your school board into a bunch of communists telling your kids to read books about having sex with men and other disgusting stuff. So get to your school boards and you'll see what's going on, okay? Excuse me. But Republicans, for the most part, actually care because they actually think that there's something else. This isn't the end, you know, that they just turn into dust and that's it. That there's another part to our what happens after you leave this place. So they care about trying to help people. They care about the unborn. They care about elderly. They care about the disabled. They care about education because you don't want a nation of morons. And that's what the Democrats produced when they created the Department of Ed.
which was done by Jimmy Carter, the Democrat nuclear engineer who passes himself off as a farmer, a peanut farmer. You're a nuclear engineer. And you're so against nuclear power, but you studied nuclear engineering. Come on, Jimmy. Get with the program. Come clean. You used to be a decent man. What happened to you? All right, so there are people coming up with solutions, and that's partly what is exciting about this next phase, is that the movers and the shakers, not the famous people, the, you know, people that sing disgusting songs and go around half naked on stage to get people to pay tickets to see them, but intelligent people that have goodness in their heart and are sane and creative and problem solvers. Those people are joining together, joining forces, and they're the ones that are coming up with solutions. Whether it be like in San Diego, they are opening up a large-scale research hub to figure out, you know, what they can do about the homeless problem. Well, you know, again, it's a bureaucratic organization getting money so that they can study on what to do. Okay, it's pretty obvious what you do about the homeless situation, right? It's got to be grassroots. It's got to be up on the bottom up, not the top down. So again, all the left knows how to do is get into stuff and ruin it and then take credit for anything that is good that comes from it. Organizations that are doing something are actually, in my video on YouTube, my YouTube channels, Lori and Company in Circle and Lori Parrish. You know, I don't think I'm going to get a venue offered to me, and I can't do what I did last year and, you know, fund it myself and then have it not go smoothly, which is a whole other story, which I went over in one of my past shows, but it doesn't matter right now. So I'm doing something to try to help the scholarship fund for the rescued children. And what I'm doing is selling tickets to the Sam Prize, the Inspired Getaway, that's strategically located between San Francisco and Los Angeles. It's pretty close to Santa Barbara, and it's right on the ocean. And I'm selling the tickets. It's for two people, meaning, you know, a couple. There's restrictions on how many people can be in a room in that area because of the regulations of the government. But anyway, the tickets are on my website, the community part of laurabella.com, blog.laurabella. And they're $20, and like I can say 97% of it is going to go to the scholarship fund because I just need to take care of my expenses. And if you don't want to buy a ticket, that's fine. But it's another way to try to help because the Rawhide Ranch is going to have to expand because they have such a waiting list now and they have so many kids that need help and therapy and to be educated. A lot of them don't even have a kindergarten education. They've just been so abused and forgotten, and we're going to need a lot more hands on deck. Okay, so check that out. Then on the video that I put together, it has the organizations that I think are doing the most good track record of using their donations wisely. And, you know, for that matter, there's a lot more out there that I, you know, would like to spotlight. One of them is Mercury One, which Glenn Beck runs. But, you know, there's so many that when you start adding to it, then suddenly there's, you know, more than what you can concentrate on. But the ones in this particular phase of this Operation Rainbow that are the ones you need to support directly. Don't give it to some celebrity saying, I'm collecting money for the kids camp. You know, you give it right to that Rawhide Ranch, okay? They know what to do with it and how to use it. They've been around since 1962. They've been doing great things around around 1962, I think, is when they came into being. And it was it has a long history, and it's an interesting history. And it ties into the Hollywood crowd that ended up coming down here to get away from the satanic influence in Hollywood. Yes, Mae West was a big Satanist. Okay? She did a lot of, they had all kinds of seances and meetings, and that's a whole other story for another day. But people in Hollywood came down here, and one of the reasons they came down here was because there was a famous guy, name's gone out of my head, I think it was Walker, not Clint Walker, another fella. He was friends with John Wayne, and he had a big ranch down here, right near San Marcos. So, you know, the word got out, hey, this is a great place, it's undeveloped. I mean, Bing Crosby came down here and bought up acres and acres of prime real estate near the ocean in Rancho Santa Fe. And he bought it for a song. And then Lawrence Welk came down and did the same thing and has a nice resort here. And, you know, it kind of grew from that point. But anyway, the other good news I have is that, so the studio is already existing. It's not coming. It's just existing. I'm just going to call it the A Studio. And they're changing the music, too. I'm getting things sent to me that tell me that the music is going to start being uplifting and good again instead of this, you know, horrible. They change the frequency of the music in order to change people, okay? And I know that sounds crazy, but when you find out what they've been doing, you're going to realize why so many people are very committed to fighting. Okay, and for you people out there, you pacifists, even the Amish are getting involved. The Amish realize that what's going down. Okay, and they've always been kind of like a removed society, the Mennonites and the Amish, and kind of like, you know, live and let live. But they realize you can't do that. Okay, that's not what Jesus instructed us to do. Via his apostles, he said to sell your clothes and sell your plow. I'm forgetting how the words go. He basically says, get rid of your farming instrument and get a sword, you know, like to get ready to fight. And he also said that we're to occupy until he comes back. And that means that we are supposed to rule and reign, and we're not supposed to just tolerate evil creeping and getting bigger and taking over and you know, doing what it's doing right now. Pacifists out there think that, you know, you can't have any effect on the government. That's not true. You're not doing your job as a Christian or as even a good practicing Jew if you allow evil to take over. All right, so then the celebrities that are good people that understand what's going on, rock and rollers and the stars, like like Ted Nugent and Toto and Journey and Eagles and all those groups out there that, you know, just making good music and, you know, they're older now, they're going to start getting involved with doing more concerts so that people can have that experience of hearing good music, not satanic, you know, messaging music. And I just found out that Operation Rainbow 9/11 event music, which I posted when I was making that playlist, I don't think I included any Toto music because I didn't know that was the name of the band that did so many songs like Africa and there's so many. And I'd like you to take a look at that list, and you know, if you have some suggestions, send them to me, or you know, we'll get them added to that list because it's kind of like a list that can be used by different age groups and different likes in music. It has a lot of different genres in there. But I had mostly country western music because of doing the fundraiser for the ranch, the Rawhide Ranch near Rainbow, California, which needs your support. So please continue to step up to the plate. All right. Then let's see. I wanted to give you an update on the tour. All right. So when you go to Time to Free America, it gives you the tour dates. And the tour dates are, trying to bring it up. You can also go to Drive Time Show. But on the Drive Time Show, they have links about the classes that they're doing and things that are happening to help people in business. So pay attention to that. But they just added a new date to the Oklahoma schedule. So they have the June 16th and 17th that just happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then they have July 8th and 9th in Virginia Beach, Virginia. August 12th and 13th in Rochester, New York, which is near my relatives. So I'm hoping they go, but, you know, they all seem to just not pay attention. And then September 1st and 2nd in Tulsa, Oklahoma again. And on that same site, that Time to Free America, you see the jobs that don't require a COVID job. And you also see the links. If you go down, there's an interactive there's a video, and then there's also links as you keep scrolling, like who is the man leaving the COVID-19, I'm sorry, who is the man leading the COVID-19 Great Reset Agenda? The truth about the Great Reset timeline. The truth about Elon Musk. Schwab and the other little maggot, you know, what their agenda is. There's a link on how to grow your own food. Truth about the models, in other words, the models that they're using for reporting on the COVID crisis, the plandemic, and I mean planned, not they met in October 2019 to discuss how to throw the election and use it as a tool to suppress turnout. The truth about Anthony Fauci, I guess I have to call him doctor, but as soon as he got his medical degree, all he did was work on germ warfare. So I don't consider him a healer. I consider him a evil man. How do you defund the swamp? Well, one way is you take your money away from the corporations that support the swamp, and there's a lot of them. And there's a lot of small businesses that you think are mom and pop operations, and they're not. They've been sucked up by the corporations. So you have Procter and Gamble and Johnson and Johnson, all these other ones that basically control all the smaller companies underneath it. So when I say get under my umbrella, get under Laura Bella's umbrella, I'm not trying to be funny, but I mean it. Like we're doing our own thing. That's how we get through this. There's other links there. Truth about the Chinese Communist invasion of America. Truth about Roger Stone. Truth about the mainstream media. I mean, it's all there so that you don't have to argue with people. You don't have to fight with your family members like I have. You don't have to, you know, spend your time trying to wake people, these dumb, asleep, brainwashed morons, wake them up, okay? You don't have to do that. It's all there for you. Just say, look at this, please. It could actually save your life. You might want to pay attention. And you can tell you're on the right site because it has the Liberty Bell. And it also has the leaked emails from Fauci to show what a piece of dirt he is. And then it has the guests that they've had on the tour. I call it Team America because it's the frontline doctors that are involved as well as the, what I call movers and shakers, people who, you know, are
awake, not woke, but awake, that they know what's going on. And, you know, we're in a real big battle, people. It's also a book there called Fear Unmasked by Clay Clark. Clay Clark is being sued for daring to say that the election machines were not legitimate. So he needs help with his lawsuits, because that's how they get rid of people. They have massive lawsuits piled up on them by unscrupulous, evil lawyers. You wonder why people hate lawyers. Well, it's because they do that kind of stuff. They get paid to ruin people. And it was done to me, and it's been done to a lot of other people. So, you know, people are going to get what they have coming to them. And, you know, it might not be that it happens right away. It might be that they, you know, get sick and die or whatever. But they're going to regret what they did, okay? But it's just going to take a bit of time. Look at the list of people. Cash Patel recently joined the Team America, Time to See America tour. Owen Schroyer, who's a young guy who, you know, got his start on InfoWars. Beth Prather, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has Children's Defense League. He knows what's going on. And, you know, the Kennedys come from a big family, but one of the reasons that they are decent, good humanitarian people is because of the Shrivers. I think it was Rose Kennedy, I think, or Ethel, married a Shriver, and he was a good man and very philanthropic. And so sometimes, you know, God moves in mysterious ways and puts families together that can do great harm, but also, in this case, do great good when the Kennedys and the Shrivers got together. And then the Kennedys, as if you don't know it, Marie Kennedy married Schwarzenegger, and she was in media. And, you know, I don't think she's an evil woman. So she knows what's going on. And so, you know, pay attention, people, because, you know, Mike Lindell is under assault just for telling the truth and hiring with his own $30 million, his own fortune, hiring an investigation and experts, General Flynn, Pastor Mark Burns, Dr. Richard Bartlett, who has the same name as one of my friends. So, I mean, Eric Trump's been to the event. A lot of good people. Mike Adams, who has National News, who's a former Army Ranger, and he has done research on natural products that can help people. Byrne, who used to run Overstock, who's also, I think, speaks fluent Chinese. I mean, we had this idea that we could be friends with China because they have billions of people and they would be consumers, and that, you know, it would be like a give-and-take relationship. And I think it was actually Nixon that started that relationship. And we made China billionaires, a lot of Chinese millionaires. Most of the millionaires and billionaires are in China. But what we never took into account was that they were run by communists, and so they would still be brutal. And they still would be unethical. They still would, you know, be having old grudges against, you know, Taiwan. And, you know, it's way, way more complicated. But the bottom line is that we basically let the fox into the hen coop. And they're like, oh, you stupid Americans. We'll just take you over, you know, piece by piece, bit by bit. And, you know, you'll be crushed by us that way. Because they know Americans are armed and have guns. And so they don't want to invade quite yet. But that's why the Democrats who work for the Communist Party and are run by them have been pushing for gun control. So every so often they do these mass shootings, which are real, and people do die in them, but they are organized. And they pick a target that is easy to do, and they have a local police chief on the payroll, and he stand down like what we just saw and don't go in. And that's to make us hate police officers and make us, you know, do terrible things to protest. And we go to protest thinking that we're going to be dealing with normal people. These people are possessed by satanic forces. And I hate to say that because these are human beings, but they are out there saying that they like to kill babies and that they have no issue with it and, you know, basically back off and all this stuff. These people are possessed. Either that or they are actors, one or the other. I mean, would you go out in public and say that you have no issue with killing babies and that you need to have abortion be legal so you can get more abortions? I mean, how about you just close your legs, woman? I mean, what kind of woman would have sex and then go, oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, kill it, kill it. You know, it's like, that's not a birth control. And just for the record, for all you stupid Democrats out there, Planned Parenthood, it happens to be located in every poor neighborhood because they want poor women to choose to kill their babies and give them a free product that they can resell for more than what it costs them to do the abortion. They don't have health care, okay? They don't even have, they don't have ultrasounds to show the pregnant woman, oh, you're pregnant, here's the heartbeat from your baby. They don't have ultrasounds, which are not that expensive, okay? They don't even, most of them, of the Planned Parenthoods, don't even have mammograms to tell you that you have cancer. All they have is abortion doctors and contraceptives and tests for AIDS and all the other stuff that people get from having sex with strangers, okay? So close your legs, woman of America, and the rest of you out there. Okay, stop being such sluts. Okay, and I know people, you know, get pregnant, have been raped, and all, you know, have a unwanted pregnancy because, you know, the marriage didn't work or whatever. There's lots of reasons why people have abortions, but it's the safest, easiest, most normal thing to do is to keep the baby and then give up the baby for the adoption if you don't want the baby, okay? That is the easiest and safest thing for your body. But stop putting your health into the hands of ghouls that are taking that ripped apart aborted baby and selling it on the market for a lot of money. So you're being taken advantage of and ripped off. Anyway, I know that's a sensitive subject, but I said it because it needs to be said. And if it gets me banned, so be it. All right, so check out the schedule for Time to Free America and Glad Time Show with Clay Clark. And Clay has been interviewing a lot of interesting people. He just interviewed Roseanne Barr, who talked about satanic Hollywood. Get at least the info, people, okay? Let's be bold. Let's be brave. Let's be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world. Take care.
Blog Talk Radio.